Hello and welcome back. It is Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala, and I am joined by Jason Thurm, the head coach of the Humble Wildcats. First coach, it's great to have you on. Good morning.
Morning, Alex. Good to be here.
And we are talking all things Humboldt High School basketball as the Humble Wildcats are set to take on Davenport Assumption on Tuesday night. It's at 7:15 KHBT, and myself will be there. And Coach, before we look at the game on Tuesday night, I want to talk a little bit about your sub-state final game. You've had a little bit of time to kind of dissect that one, watch the film. What kind of stood out watching the film of that game?
Number one, I think defensively was just, I thought it was a phenomenal effort all the way around there. You know, we had a tough matchup there with the Petzenhauser kid, just a phenomenal player, and he ended up putting up 33 points on us, and even with that, I felt like we did a good job on him defensively. We were, for the most part, we were contesting everything, and then that kid just hit some big time shots against us. But then you look at the rest of their stat sheet, nobody else was even close to double digits there. I think the next high score was 6 points, and It was a great all-around team defensive effort, and real happy with the way the kids executed that. And then the other thing that really stood out, well, I guess a couple things, that 8-0 run that they had on us to start the game, and for us to just kind of flush that and move forward with that, I was real happy with that. And then the fourth quarter, just phenomenal shot making on our part. We ended up shooting 8 out of 10 from the field there, and that compensated for some not so good free throw shooting on our part. And you know, as the game was progressing, you're sitting there and we're missing some of these free throws, and it's like you don't want that to be the difference in the game, and thankfully we stepped up and hit some big time shots in the fourth quarter, and that sealed it for us. So there's a lot of things that you could point to with that, and just that the whole sub-state environment, it's just phenomenal, and just so thankful that our kids could be a part of that. And that's something that they're going to remember for a long time.
And one thing that has stood out for me just all season long is just how your team has handled adversity. I think back to the regular season and games against Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, where you trailed in that one, Webster City. You pulled the first time you won a close game there. And then in the sub-state playoffs, you trailed in both those first two games, and then in the sub-state final you trailed in the fourth quarter in that one as well. What has enabled your team to handle that adversity in close games?
Well, it's a matter of maintaining composure with it, and we got some highly competitive kids with that, and I just feel like our kids have handled those moments extremely well, and I think a big part of it would be just the experience that we have. We have some kids that are playing their second or third year on the varsity level with it. And not only that, but our kids are involved all year round with things. We have most of our guys are multi-sport athletes. If they're not in three sports, they're in four sports. And that makes a big difference too. And it's, you know, there's not a lot of difference between big moments in a basketball game or a football game or baseball or what have you with that. And I think that's a big deal with it. And it's just, our kids like to compete. They like those moments, and they're going to leave everything they have on the court for us. And I think that's a big part of that.
All right, Coach, we've talked a little bit about your run that you're on right now. Now it's time to shift focus a little bit and talk about what's next. You take on Davenport Assumption on Tuesday night in the state quarterfinals. Just doing a little bit of scouting on them. They come in 19-5 on the season. They beat Dubuque Wallert 56-47 on Monday night. What's your thoughts on them as you scout them, as you prepare for Tuesday night?
Well, they're a good team. They can get you from a number of ways. They've got some pretty good guards. They look to be pretty athletic and pretty deep in the guard court. And then they got a 6'9 kid that actually it's pretty neat, interesting story. He's coming over from Croatia, and he had to sit out the first part of the season because of transfer rules with that. But it looks like he's settling into American basketball with things. But he's 6'9", and he can get you from inside, and he's a phenomenal shooter. He's hit 50% of his three-point attempts, and he shot 56 three-pointers on the year, so it's legitimate. He's got a quick release, and he's going to prove to be a tough matchup for us. We're going to have to be ready for him and try to hold him in check with things. But outside of that, I think we match up pretty well with them, and we're pretty confident with things and feel like we can compete with anybody. So it'll come down to which team's going to be able to handle the pressure of the state tournament and respond to situations that, you know, like the adversity that you talked about, just being able to handle those situations and respond to that. And I think that'll go a long way towards determining the winner of the game.
And how important is it to contain their number five as well? His name is Noah Mack. He had a big game with 20 points against Wallert.
Yeah, he's going to be their primary ball handler, and they like to run a lot of ball screen actions for him, and just in general, they run a lot of ball screen stuff. So that's a focal point of our practice, and will continue to be, and just being able to defend that. But he can get you from a number of ways too. He shoots the ball from three, and he'll come off those ball screens, and he'll pop from 17, 18 feet, and he looks to be pretty effective from there too. And he can get to the rim, so he's a three level scorer in that regard. And it'll be a team effort all the way around, and we have some guys that we feel we can match up on that, but it's just total team defense, and we have to be aware of where the ball is and the guys that are going to hurt us, and do everything we can to stop them.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time. Looking forward to the game on Tuesday night and the pep rally that's coming up on Monday as well. So this has just been a really fun ride, and look forward to Tuesday night at Wells Fargo Arena, and hope you have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. We'll see you on Tuesday at the Well.
That's Jason Thurm, head basketball coach of the Humble Wildcats boys basketball program. Next up, we talked to Chad Beeman, head wrestling coach for the Wildcats, about the season that was and how the state tournament went. Here's our conversation.
Coach, it's been a couple weeks since we last talked, and just want to review the season and how it all went down. And a week ago, you were at the state tournament. You had four wrestlers at state. How'd state go for your team?
Well, we kind of knew going in that we had really tough first-round draws. Joe was our highest seed at 10th, and then we had three guys that were seeded 12th. So when you're sitting there in the bracket, you know you're going to have tough first-round competition. And honestly, three of our – we dropped each of those first – matches, and three of our opponents ended up in the semifinals. So our kids wrestled tough down there, but each year the state tournament's just getting tougher and tougher. The kids are more and more experienced, and we just have to kind of catch up.
And how impressed were you with the freshman season that was for Kyler Sirks? He won a match at the state tournament and was one win away from making the medal round, and just how impressed were you with how he performed and his poise this season?
Excellent. I mean, he was, like you said, he was very composed. He did a great job with weight management and just being very consistent all season for us. Was a great leader. He's kind of a quiet young man, but he's an excellent wrestler, had great experience there, and honestly, one point away from being a place winner his freshman year is something that he can be very proud of. He was honestly right there on a couple shots to potentially put that match away deep on shots, and the kid from Grinnell that he had in that wrestle back is just an excellent ankle scrambler. And so he fought off a couple of those takedowns, but Kyler had an outstanding freshman season. He's going to be back even better next year. He's a kid that wrestles hard for the whole 6 minutes. He doesn't give up. So we're just very proud of him, and we're looking forward to his leadership the next three seasons.
And now that the season is over, there's some things I just want to talk about. I want you to maybe talk a little bit about the senior class that you had this season. You had some really good wrestlers that are leaving your program. Can you talk about your seniors and the job they have done this season?
You know, every year we count on our seniors to provide a lot of leadership for us. You know, just continuing with some of the guys at the state tournament. DJ, he's been one of those guys that he's been in our program for, you know, a good 6 years plus now. And, you know, this was finally his year where he really became very consistent and just wrestled really tough against tough competition. And so that was very proud that he got the opportunity to wrestle his senior year at the state tournament. Joe Whiter was one of our captains this year and did an outstanding job in that role. I know he was excited to be wrestling down there. That was a goal of his. And then to know how close he was to potentially being a medal winner down there, that last match he lost, that one really hurt. He was, you know, in complete control of the match and, you know, pushed it there to, and that you got to keep wrestling through situations and you know, with little time left. And I know that one hurt a lot because he really wanted that and that one badly, but he was a great representative of our team this year. And, you know, very proud of his accomplishments. And like I said, his leadership as a captain was outstanding. You know, all of our seniors this year, you know, contributed in different ways where they're moving around weights or, you know, we had seniors that weren't able to crack the lineup, but they jumped in our lineup whenever they needed. But again, just every year we count on our seniors to provide a lot of leadership and direction for our team, and all of our seniors did that this year.
And Coach, the final thing I want to ask you about is just what the future of your team looks like. And you return a lot of athletes that are coming back next year. And can you just talk a little bit about what the outlook of your team looks and just how excited are you for the future of your program?
Yeah, you know, we can be very excited. We have a lot of experience coming back. Jaden Gargano, he's a two-time qualifier now after qualifying again this year. Jace Goodell is a two-time qualifier. You know, Kyler, obviously, qualifier as a freshman this year. So we bring back three wrestlers with state experience. And, you know, when we compiled all of the stats this year, we returned 75% of our varsity wins this season. So we've got a good group of guys coming back. You know, we had some kids that didn't make the lineup this year that I think can be big contributors for us in the future. So we're excited about that next year. We need to get there's a lot of off-season prep that needs to take place. But it gives us a lot to be excited about for the future.
And you just mentioned off-season prep. What are some things you think the program will be working on here as you start the off-season?
There's some different options, and we want our kids to be involved in as many athletics as we can. You know, my approach when we go to the banquet next week is, you know, regardless of which approach they take in the off-season, they need to be all in on it, whether that is, you know, just that they want to improve from a strength standpoint, you know, being consistently in the weight room and max effort there. You know, there's the opportunity for out of season wrestling, which is Olympic style wrestling with freestyle and Greco. You know, that's another option that we aren't allowed to do any coaching all the way through summer. And so some of those kids have to reach out to, you know, area clubs, which we may have a handful of kids that they go that route. Or, I mean, just being involved in athletics, whatever they're going to do, outside of our wrestling season to get prepped for next year. They need to be all in on it. And so that will kind of be our approach next week.
All right, Coach. Well, just want to say appreciate your time and appreciate all the interviews we've had this season. And hope you have a good off season and hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate all the coverage this year. And just excited for another year. We just have to wait about 9 months for it.
That's Chad Beeman, head wrestling coach for the Humble Wildcats. You've been listening to Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Have a great day and go Cats.